Hi, my name is Percy, and today we're conducting an opinion survey to help us better understand what is the most important topic to people across a variety of topics. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, right? That would be somewhat dissatisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you just a few issues that are, if you could tell me if they are important to you, on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 would mean that this is not at all an important issue for you, and a 10 would be that it's just a very important issue. So the first one is K through 12 education.
Yes, of 10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Immigration.
Like a 9.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
And jobs and wages.
10.
All right, thank you. So, as you may know, there's going to be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and local offices in 2024. So how likely are you to vote in that on a scale of 0 to 10? Whereas 0 would mean not at all likely, and a 10 meaning extremely likely.
10.
All right. So would you mind sharing your race?
African-American.
African-American. All right. So are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. So in terms of gender, what do you think of yourself as?
Female.
Female. All right. Thank you. Would you mind sharing just the year of your birth?
84.
1984. All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's. All right, thank you. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on the issues that matter to you the most on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
About a 6.
A 6, all right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to you and your community on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 would mean no power at all, and a 10 means a lot of power.
About a 6.
6, all right. So could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations and issues on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you don't like them, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 is like you do like them. And if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Kamala Harris.
10.
Donald Trump.
Negative 1,000. 0.
All right. What about the Democratic Party?
About a 7.
The Republican Party?
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
About a 5.
Joe Biden.
About a 7.
About a 7. All right, thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, all right. So again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Democratic, all right. So back in the 2020 general elections for president, for who did you vote for?
Biden.
Biden, all right. So thinking about back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Has it had no change? Better or much better?
Not really a change.
All right. So thinking about your network or friends or associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Most of them vote. All right. So, and I'm going to read you just a short list of some people and events that could have prevented the thought should have happened by now. And after each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. Where a 0 means that they did not prevent progress. A 5 means that you're not sure, so it's like kind of neutral. And 10 means that they've certainly prevented progress. So the first person is Donald Trump.
No progress. Set us back. If that's even an option.
All right. So would you say a 10 then? That he certainly prevented progress then?
Yes.
All right. What about Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
A 10.
White supremacists?
Definitely a 10.
Governor Kemp?
Yeah. He's like a bitch.
So the Supreme Court?
A 10.
A 10, all right. What about President Biden?
He's like at a 4.
All right. And Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
Like a 7.
Like a 7, all right. So now I'm going to read you just a short list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. And for each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that it would not motivate you at all to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 10 would be that this would strongly motivate you to vote. So the first one is, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that around 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Yeah, that's a 10.
A 10, all right. What about the 2019 Foster Youth Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth, 18 to 24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Yeah, 10.
10, all right. What about the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant women? Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
10.
We've made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward the future progress.
That's good. Okay.
And the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia household benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Okay.
10, all right. So, well, I just want to thank you so much for your responses this far. We are about 90% done with the survey, so we are almost done. So, again, just want to, a few of these questions are for kind of like reconfirming, since you like heard some new statements and it might be new like information for you. So just wonder if your mind has changed a little bit. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on the things that matter to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means a lot of power and 0 meaning no power at all?
About a 5.
5, all right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
About a 5.
A 5, all right. So I know it's still a long way off, but how likely are you to vote in the presidential elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means extremely likely and a 0 meaning not at all likely?
A 10.
A 10, all right. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, no change, or much better?
I guess about the same.
About the same, all right. In terms of sexual orientation, what would you say you think of yourself as? Like heterosexual, lesbian, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual.
Heterosexual, all right. What is your marital status?
Married.
Married, all right. So are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I am.
All right. So are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. And would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
I guess a not strong Democrat.
All right. Well, if you want to, like, maybe, if you want to, like, specify a little bit, I believe strong Democrats mean that you tend to just vote straight-line Democrat, and not strong would be that you can vote for people who are not in the same party.
Yeah, not strong Democrat.
All right. So how would you describe your employment status?
Self-employed.
Self-employed. All right. Let's see. Self-employed. All right, perfect. So last year, that is 2023, what would you say was your total family income before taxes? You can totally just estimate it.
105.
All right. Well, and this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.